The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
A boiling welcome, if you will. Welcome in the beginning of another week of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere in unison as we chew the rag coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and deafeningly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the Mecca. The Mecca of the Maller Militia, the Fox Sports Radio studios, inside whatever device you happen to be listening on. That is where we live. Somewhere in there. We have a big announcement coming up in about 20 minutes or so, give or take. But our lead this hour coming from the NFL, it was the first full weekend of practice football. Exhibition games. People in the NFL get very upset when you say exhibition. I've had people who work for NFL teams tell me it's not exhibition football, it's preseason. So ever since then, when I got lectured that it's not exhibition football, ever since then, I call it exhibition football. So that's how I roll. And I have advocated that the fan not actually go to the exhibition game because I do not want the fan to lose a vocal cord, to get a sore throat, get laryngitis on an exhibition game. And I think you need to save your cheers and your boos for the regular season. But most people don't listen to me, so it falls on deaf ears. It falls on deaf ears. And the way this works, we've seen this year after year. It's gotten even worse. Sean McVay was the leader of the movement. And most star players, persona non grata in the exhibition games. There's a few rotation players who did play this weekend, and a few of them ended up in the injury tent. Nevertheless, now I'm not going to sit here and break down a practice game. Not a real game, a practice game. I'm not going to do that, but when we get to that point, you'll know that I need to do something else, that I've reached the very end of the road, that I'm driving into a ditch at a high rate of speed. But the one thing that I did see that rose to the level of monologue worthiness was in Jacksonville. Now, this is not a Jags-themed Maller monologue. But instead, it's all about the return of the creepy quarterback. Not suspended officially yet. It's under appeal. So did you see the highlights, or should I say the lowlights? Maybe not. Maybe you missed it. So Deshaun Watson, the creepy quarterback, he played for the Brownies. And appropriately enough, based on what we read in the lawsuits that have been settled, it was a poop fest. So Deshaun probably liked that a lot. He probably enjoyed it. So Watson attempted 5 passes. He completed only one of them, one more pass completion than you had, for 7 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions, and a passer rating of 39.6, which means if he had taken every snap and just spiked the ball into the ground, he would have done about as well as he did. The NFL's highest paid player in terms of guaranteed money. He failed to get a first round to matriculate the chains and the Cleveland offense. He exited, and Jacksonville had a 13-0 exhibition lead over Cleveland, but that's not what we're here to talk about. As you know, we cannot do that. So instead, it's all about the fan experience. The fans were all over Deshaun Watson, who is still waiting to hear his final punishment on how long he'll be in the gulag. We don't know that yet. But the boos that rained down were wonderful. Did I watch the game live? I did not. Did you watch the game live? Probably not. But I'll tell you what I did watch. I watched the clips. Hard to miss them. Couldn't get away from them. Fans were all over Deshaun as he's in the holding pattern right now. Now, that led to some interesting comments from the left guard of the Cleveland Browns. If I gave you $1,000 to name the left guard of the Cleveland Browns, you could not do it, could you? Could not. Hell no. Whatever your favorite NFL team is, you probably couldn't name the left guard for your favorite NFL team. Anyway, he said something that was interesting, so he happens to play for the team. Joe Batonio is his name. Who? Joe Batonio. Yeah, I really don't know much about him.
Never heard of him.
Well, because you don't follow the offensive line. He said he expects more fan heckling if Watson plays this season. Well, thank you very much, Captain Obvious. He went on to say, it seems, this is the money quote, we go with the money quote, but Tonio said, it seems like more than ever it's Cleveland against the world, so we will be ready for it, but Tonio declared. All right, so let us discuss the question on this. We saw what happened in Jacksonville, a small snapshot at a practice football game between Cleveland and Jacksonville. But the question is, Joe Batonio saying that it's Cleveland against the world with Deshaun Watson, is that inbounds or out of bounds? And I went to the replay, and out of bounds on the replay. I've got Fortnite, chef's hat, and premeditated. And we will tie all of these things together. So, this is not about Cleveland. Because I'll bet you most people in Cleveland are not Browns fans. How about that? That is a hearty group of Browns fans. But it's about one guy and one guy only. Don't make this bigger than it is. Deshaun Watson is the one that's got the bullseye on him. He's in the crosshairs. And Joe Petonio knows this. He's aware of this. And so he's a guy waxing poetic. He gave a boilerplate response, a mix of sports cliches and platitudes. But Watson's the one that had the nails he got from Home Depot, and he made the bed of nails. He's the one that did this. Or I guess the bed of nails that was like a massage table that he did. But this is going to follow him around like a venereal disease. It is a rash that will flare up, cause pain. There'll be some itching, some abnormal discharges that Watson's going to have to deal with. But he's getting paid $230 million. The Browns are the ones paying him. But it's not Cleveland against the world. It's Deshaun Watson playing Fortnite in a battle royale against the world. Not the Browns. It's Watson. It's Watson by himself. Okay, and in part B of this, how would you rate the greetings of the Jacksonville fan, the Jag fan, for Deshaun Watson? So to sum it up in one word, glorious would be the word here. Glorious. Now, several of you sent me clips gleefully wanting me to see this over the weekend. The clips were from different vantage points around the stadium. So it wasn't a one-off where there was just one, you know, five guys that were Jacksonville fans that were razzing Watson. No. This was profane to the membrane. It was wonderful. It was wonderful all over the stadium. I put on my chef's hat there, and I gave the Jag fan a sloppy chef's kiss. Bravo! Encore! Rerun! Do it again! That's the way you get her done. That's it right there. Deshaun Watson is notoriously thin-skinned. He got into it with me on social media before he was public enemy number one. We know about Deshaun is he likes small towels, baby oil, and a lot of cheers. And he likes being touched in certain ways. And we learned that from the lawsuits. But being a heathen, a football villain in polite society, is going to drive him to get a therapy animal. Maybe not even a therapy dog. Maybe he'll get a therapy Komodo dragon. His entire life, Watson has been put on a pedestal. Certainly since big-time college football at Clemson, he's been worshipped. If you don't believe me, ask Dabo Sweeney, who was licking his toes at Clemson there in Death Valley. Dabo went as far as to compare teams that passed on Watson to being similar to teams that passed on Michael Jordan in the 1984 NBA draft. Dabo said Watson was the epitome of everything that's good and right in this world. It's a quote. It's a quote from Dabo Sweeney. So that's the world Deshaun Watson grew up in as a football player. Who goofed? I've got to know. Dabo. I'm going to go with Dabo. But if the fans in Jacksonville were lobbing raspberries at this guy, imagine what it's going to be like for in-the-division opponents, the AFC North, rival towns like Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and then all the other places the Browns will travel to. And it's not going to happen this year because Watson, we believe, should and will be suspended for the entire year. That's the right thing to do. And most people with common sense know that that's what should happen. But get the old popcorn ready. Get the big bucket of popcorn. I recommend some chocolate, the sugar, the salt, the fat. Get that all going. You're good to go. All right, last word here. So ahead of the exhibition opener against Jacksonville, did you see what Deshaun Watson did? No, maybe not. Watson conducted an in-house interview with the local yokel, the local station there, Cleveland News 5. That's where I go to get my news, Cleveland News 5. And so he did the interview prior to the game on the pregame show, and that is where he apologized. Oh, my God, he apologized. He apologized. He apologized to the women who have accused him of sexual misconduct, and the same women Watson paid. He paid them all except one. Quote, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all of the women that I have impacted in this situation. Close quote. Watson said during the pregame show interview that took place. Now, Watson had only granted interviews to two other reporters since he became a heathen in football, coming over to Cleveland from the Texans. So he's only done a couple of interviews prior to this. Now, he offered no apologies during either of those other interviews. Instead, he stated that he had no regrets about his behavior during the massage session in question. And this goes back to something that we have long said, that public figures should never apologize because it makes it worse. And this makes Deshaun Watson look like an even bigger dumbass that he apologized, right? Because you know he doesn't believe it at all that somebody who's advising him said, hey, why don't you apologize? And then, hey, maybe they'll suspend you for only 8 games or 10 games or something like that. And so when you ask the question, what do you make of Deshaun Watson's sudden pivot from no regrets to apologizing, it's obviously premeditated to check a box. And one of the big knocks against Watson was that he was unapologetic for playing pet the snake with the massage therapist. And you know, he had his anaconda out all the time, apparently.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
With that little towel, it couldn't protect the anaconda. And the anaconda would stand up. It was like a snake charmer. And so that's the big knock. And so Watson and his team carefully orchestrated a mea culpa. His posse picked a soft landing spot. Friendly territory. The team broadcast partner for preseason games. Hello! Hello! Oh, my God. Preaching to the amen choir. That's what Deshaun was doing. And so that apology, it was not for any of the women. It was not for the fan. It was for one person and one person only. You want to take a guess who that apology was for? Ding, 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 ding. That's right. Former New Jersey Attorney General Peter C. Harvey. That's who that's for. That was for Peter C. Harvey. See, Peter, I'm so sorry to the women. I'm so sorry. Give me a break, Peter. Come on, Peter. I'm Deshaun effing Watson. I ran a petting zoo, but now I've apologized because I paid all the women off. So let me play. That's what that was. And he hopes this will lessen the suspension. And, you know, it's one of those things where, listen, there's a lot of dumb people. I love sports. There's a lot of dumb people that like sports. You're not one of the dumb people. There's a lot of dumb people that are sports fans. And, listen, idiots buy this stuff. Don't be an idiot. Don't be a moron. That's all I'm saying.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn.
Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What do you do when the face of the franchise turns out to be a loser? What do you do? Well, we're about to find out. It's a great science experiment taking place in San Diego. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, right next door, as we have the sinking feeling for the Padres, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and unreasonably powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the lab as we practice rocket science all night long in the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the North Woods. And so our lead this hour coming from baseball. Baseball's been very, very good to me. Now, I had some family in town last week, so I had to take a couple days away from the radio show. I ended up having a very brief hiatus, and I was not in my watchtower there spending some quality time with family. But while we were away from the catbird seat, the guillotine fell on the neck of one of the top stars of the sport of baseball. Can you say bye-bye to Fernando Tatis Jr.?
They dropped the guillotine on him, too.
Padres star was caught using anabolic steroids and suspended for 80 games. Now, I don't know whether or not you were following the story. It was the Friday news dump. Maybe you missed it. But since the punishment was announced, here's what's happened in the last couple of days. The San Diego GM issued a prepared statement questioning the maturity of the cornerstone of the franchise. Okay, that has happened, saying they have trust issues. The Padres, as an organization, a billion-dollar baseball team, issued a prepared statement saying that they are, quote, hopeful Fernando will learn from this experience. Tatis has claimed that it was all a misunderstanding, that he was using medication for ringworm. He then issued an apology. According to manager Bob Melvin, there was an apology that was issued. So let us discuss the question. How big a debacle is Fernando Tatis Jr.'s steroid suspension? So my observations here, you've got Voyager, Dingbats, and Notre Dame. And we will combine all of these things together. So, and what we're going to make is a fish taco, a rotten fish taco, because that's what Fernando Tatis is right now, a rotting fish taco, that nasty fishy smell, and it's just falling apart. So, number one. The Padres front office are looking like country bumpkins on this one. They couldn't even get to year 7 or 8 of the contract before this happened. They got a year, and that's it. He didn't play this year. He hasn't played at all this year. So 1 year of Tatis, and now this, and here you go, forking over the forever contract to a ball player, giving him 14 years and $340 million, and he is signed through the 2034 season. So think about what's going to happen during this contract. We will have 3 more presidential elections before he's off the books in San Diego. Most kids start kindergarten around age 5. So those who did in 2021 will have high school diplomas by the time Fernando Tatis's contract comes to an end. Tatis, he went in from the biggest young star of baseball to professional baseball's tarnished dope. Just like that, right? That, I mean, what are we doing? Tarnished goods in the blink of an eye. Just like that. That contract looking more and more like the baseball version of Voyager Digital. And if you haven't been following that story, the crypto story, it involves the Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban, who's being sued up the wazoo because he endorsed this Voyager Digital, and people put their life savings in this, to this crypto lender. I've been reading about this online. They ended up filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. People lost their life savings. Think Bernie Madoff. Think Ponzi scheme. And here we are. Fernando Tatis Jr.'s contract was unregulated and appears to be unsustainable fraud based on what we know now from Fernando Tatis. And the second thing, you're in page 2, if you will. The Padres star, we mentioned he delivered what I call the humdinger. The humdinger of excuses about what happened. Tatis said he, quote, inadvertently took the performance-enhancing drug cholestibol, I believe is how it's pronounced, to treat ringworm. That was what he said. We were all... I would hope you were laughing like we were when we heard about that. Hilarious. So what do you make of Tatis's ringworm excuse? So this was done not for me, not for you, we hope, but this was done for the Dingbats. That's who that was done for. And Tatis and the people around Fernando Tatis Jr. know that 1 in 5 people are completely gullible. They will believe anything. Okay, anything. And it has been proven over studies that have taken place for many, many years that roughly 20% of those of us who are out in the world here in the United States, and I believe this is true around the world, maybe it's even more around the world, but 1 in 5, so 20% of our brothers and sisters are complete morons when it comes to believing anything. Okay, so 20% right off the bat. So if you say, oh, yeah, no, I didn't do the steroids. I had the ringworm. And the dingbats, the morons, the rubes, the easy marks, they will swallow it hook, line, and sinker. All of it. Right? The rest of us are over in the corner rolling our eyes laughing. Well, this is really stupid. But from what we have been told, the drug in particular, cholestibol, that the drug Tatis was caught with is never prescribed for skin defects or ringworm. There's a drug that's close to it, but that's not the same drug. So what they're trying to do here, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to muddy the waters, and some people won't really check up on it and all that, but it's not flying in these parts. It is a Schedule 4 anabolic steroid. Fernando Tatis Jr. was suspended for 80 games for doing a Schedule 4 anabolic steroid. That's it. That's all you need to know. If it was an honest mistake, if this was something where Tatis did get something from a doctor that said, hey, this is what it is, that's what the implication was, then what would have happened, there would have been a digital paper trail. And remember, this thing was not announced until after Tatis had decided not to appeal. He had approved and said, okay, I'm not going to appeal. The appeal's over. Either he didn't appeal or he appealed and it played out and he lost. But otherwise, they don't want to tarnish the player. And they've tarnished the player now, so that is over with. But if he had a legitimate excuse, there would have been evidence via a prescription from a doctor. You don't get that particular type of steroid without a doctor prescribing it unless you buy it at a, shall we say, shady pharmacy in Tijuana, which I know back in the 90s, many Padre players loved going across the border to go buy some goods at the local drugstore just across the border there, and then they'd come back and they'd have all their goodie bag of steroids and all that. But to buy what Tatis was selling is a special kind of Mama Luke. Okay, it really is. You are an absolute dum-dum. And Mark Twain famously said, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. And so we'll apply that logic to this. Now, final point. Will Fernando Tatis Jr. ever be able to get past this? Now, ever is a long time. But if you ask me that right now, no. He has a red check mark next to his name, Fernando Tatis. I hope he is a fan of the Golden Domers because he's the new modern day. You think of Notre Dame, well, he is the Quasimodo, the hunchback of Notre Dame in baseball, the hunchback of the Padres, stigmatized, dramatized, all of that. He has been given a lifetime supply, Fernando Tatis, of cooties. He's got the baseball cooties, and he can't get rid of them. And it makes your mind wander. At least my mind wandered. I don't know about yours, but is Fernando Tatis legit? What if he's been doing this all along and he finally got caught? Normally, you don't get caught the first time. You do something untoward, you get away with it for a while, and eventually you get caught. So is it possible that Tatis is a total fraud? That he, remember when you were a kid, you get the chocolate Easter bunny, and you thought it was solid, you bite into it, and then it's hollow, and you're like, oh, crap, I got screwed. What if he's hollow? What if all of this was fake? What do you do? And is he just a product of PEDs, and he was able to hornswoggle the Padres to give him that contract? His father played for the Cardinals. You know who the manager of the Cardinals was? Tony La Russa. You know who La Russa has been associated with? PEDs, his entire career. You know who was also on those Cardinal teams his old man played for? Tatis? Mark McGwire, one of the great steroid guys of our time. So everyone on those St. Louis teams is considered tainted. Now, Fernando Tatis Jr. did not have that next to his name. He does now. He does now. Does he lose the sparkle? Most guys did PEDs. This is, and I was around a lot of those players back in the heyday in the 90s when guys were doing steroids. And as I remember it, most of the guys did steroids because they claimed everyone was doing them, but mostly because they wanted to get paid. The guys that were getting the big money were the steroid guys. And so they did it for financial reasons. They did the steroids, they claimed, because they wanted to get the big contract. Well, Fernando Tatis Jr. already got the money. He's got the forever contract, and he's still dabbling in the gym juice. Why is that? What is that all about? Is that because without it, does he turn into a pumpkin? Are we looking at a 250 hitter with 20 home runs a year? That's not a $340 million ball player. And keep in mind, the contract's backloaded. Like, he's not getting most of that contract right now. Tatis, the Padres are on the hook for that. He'll be making the $36 million, $35 million, whatever it is, years and years down the line, and he's not at that point right now. So he's already got his money. He got paid, and are the Padres about to get played here for over a decade? Over a decade still on the contract. That's an unimaginable amount of time. And so downgrade every time Fernando Tatis Jr. strikes out. Every time he has a slump where he goes 0 for 30, every time he goes a month where he hits one home run, people will whisper in hushed tones and say, I wonder if that's because he's not doing the steroids. I wonder if that's the case. Oh, and so if you're the Padres, what do you do? Well, you can't get the stank. There's not enough soap and water to get the stank off him because the rest of his career, he's tarnished. So that you got that. But at this point, you've got to, I guess, hire, a babysitter? Didn't Jerry Jones do... I hate to say that, but didn't Jerry do that with Dez Bryant back in the day? You hired somebody to keep an eye on him 24 hours a day, a caretaker, if you will, a liaison. And so Fernando Tatis, if you're the pod, too late to save his reputation and all that, but at least at this point, you got to do something, keep him away from the motorcycles, from the needles, all of that. But he's already done irreversible damage. And wow, in the span, the Padres, they won the trade deadline. They made the great trade. They went for it. They put all their chips in. And now all of their chips have turned out to be potato chips. It's craziness. Absolute zaniness that has happened in San Diego. All right, we will continue on here.
Those were selfish goals.
Yeah, exactly.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to
to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
That is third degree time, and hey, this is a big radio show, so we have big time sponsors, and this edition of Maller to the third degree with the Coop Loop and me, Ben, made possible by our friends at Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. The Coop Da Loop, Justin Cooper.
Ben, over the weekend, Antonio Brown said, tell Jerry Jones to call me because the Cowboys have some depth issues at the wide receiver position. Ben, does AB ever play another down in the NFL?
How come Antonio Brown doesn't have access to Jerry Jones' number? He knows people. How come he just didn't send him a text? Listen, I'm going to set the odds on this at plus 9,000, which implies a 1% chance. Number one, a 1% chance. Antonio Brown is worse for you than drinking the water in Flint, Michigan a few years ago. I heard it's a little better now. But the high levels of toxicity, he became a cartoonish-like figure. Now, listen, Antonio Brown, for what I do, is great. The shenanigans, good talk radio. If I was running an NFL team, would I want to call Antonio Brown? Probably not. But I'm going to leave the door open saying there's a 1% chance that AB does play again, whether it's with the Cowboys or somebody else, simply because desperate times call for desperate measures. And I could see a Father Flanagan-like owner or coach saying, well, this guy was a Hall of Famer prior to X, Y, and Z, so let's give him a chance and see what he's got left and all that. And, of course, that's 1%. The other problem he's got is he's starting to age out. That you could make the argument when he was 32, 33, but now he's 34, he's going to be 35, and they're like, well, now that becomes an issue in addition to all the other stuff. All right, next!
So Nick Saban was talking to the media over the weekend. He said that he's not even thinking about retiring. He talked about, what would I do if I were retired?
Yeah.
But how many more years do you think Saban coaches?
So I think the thing with Saban here, Coop, is he cannot say he's going to retire. That's not allowed. Because there's no farewell tour for Nick Saban. The Bama boosters will not allow that. Could you imagine if they say, oh, Nick Saban's going to retire, they got the coaching waiting 2 years from now. And we weaponized. That's why. They can't do it because it'll be weaponized by every other team in the Southeastern Conference and every other major team in college football, Ohio State, USC, all the other teams. The recruiting wars will not allow him to have a farewell tour. I would be shocked if Alabama does that. And Nick Saban, if you do the math on this, he turned 71 on Halloween. He's in good health, knock on wood. The average lifespan for an American male is 76.1 years, give or take. He's got a lot of money, so he can probably live longer than that. But based on that, I give him at the most another 3 years, and then that's it. All right, next!
So ESPN released a list of 12 notable NBA players that become free agents in 2023. Patrick Beverley wasn't on the list, and he took that as a slight.
That's right.
Ben, is he a notable player?
Well, of course, listen, Patrick Beverley, Coop, you might spit a loogie at him, but we know he takes everything as a slight. That's what makes him Patrick Beverley. He's got a chip on his shoulder. That's who he is. But Beverley is a bench badass who oozes with that glue guy charm. Nobody in the history of the NBA has celebrated a play-in championship quite like Patrick Beverley. That's a gift. It's part of his razzmatazz there. And he's a pest who thrives in that role for a good team. And he's got to, at least for now, sit in Salt Lake. I think he'll end up on a different team before the season really gets going and all that. The only bugaboo, much like with Antonio Brown, is the age. And Beverly is going to be 35 years old by then. And that's a long, long road to hoe. But Is there a place for Beverly? Sure. Is he going to say, is he notable? Yeah, we've done monologues about Beverly. The guy's notable. People know who Patrick Beverly is. All right, there it is. Mallard of the third degree. How did we do?
I guess you passed this edition.
No, that's not a guess, Coop. It's a solid pass. That's not just sneaking in with a C.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, you sports figure guy or girl.
Who the hell are you talking to, son?
Here's some instant advice.
Hold that thought. No one's paid attention to me for 10 whole seconds.
And if you don't like it, screw you.
And away we go. It's the instant advice line, unscreened radio. The safety net is off. It's pretty easy this week. Who needs our advice? The star of the pod squad, Fernando Tatis Jr., busted over the weekend. It was announced, steroids, he gone for 80 games and a lifetime of taint, as he has cooties now, Fernando Tatis Jr. So advice to the Padre star, Fernando Tatis. We'll go to the phones at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Hello, you are on the air. Your advice to Fernando Tatis.
Hey, Padres, I hear Eddie Garcia is a free agent. Why not replace one cheater for another?
There you go. That's great advice by Ferg Dog. Line three, give that man a golden ticket. Hello, line three. You're on the air, line three.
Coño, it's easy. Stop being a pendejo, man.
All right. Thank you for that. Line four. Hello. Hello, line four. You're on the air. Go.
Is there anything less shocking in the world than Tammy Montana loves the pickle?
Wow. Supermarket Steve there. How dare you? I don't know what you're talking about. Line five. Hello, line five. You're on the air. Advice to Fernando Tatis Jr. These are unscreened phone calls.
Careful there, son. Them steroids will make your boys shrivel up, and praise the Lord for small testicles.
All right. Thank you for that, sir. We know what you're into when you're surfing the internet.
My line, lover balls.
Line six. Hello, line six. Line six not paying attention. We'll go to you next at 877-99 on Fox. It's the instant advice line for Fernando Tatis. Hello, you're on the air. Go.
My girlfriend can't wrestle, but you see her box.
He's back.
He's
the box
back,
guy.
The box guy's back. Hello, line. Go to line four. You're on the air, line four. Go.
Oh, Bucky Kamal, and even I'm calling plays for the Patriots.
All right, he's no longer out of material. Hello, line five. You're on the air, line five. Go.
Enjoy your time off and get a massage or 24.
There you go, or 30 or whatever. All right, we'll do one more, only one more. If it's good, I'll take credit. If not, I'll blame the Koopa Loop. Pick the final call, Koopa Loop, for Fernando Tatis Jr. on the advice line.
Line six.
Line six. You're on the air, line six. Go. No! He's not paying attention, line six! Line six, bad job by you, line six!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.